off the agenda for next Tuesday, and we'll go ahead.
All right, thank you. Well, in summary, Mr. Chairman, you know, we have that old adage about if it's working, don't fix it. And this bill basically protects the status quo, service areas that have been working for years and years and years. And, you know, the local government officials are not evil people. But obviously their job is made easier the more power they have, and the less bothersome they have all these voters getting in their way. This is a bill about the tyranny of the majority. And that was mentioned about the tyranny of the minority, but there are people in this room who probably could appreciate some concerns about the tyranny of the majority. As far as home rule cities, the state, in its wisdom, has placed 53 limitations on home rule cities now. It isn't as if they were given carte blanche in the Constitution and said, go forth, we trust you. The checks and balances in state government and local government have to be recognized. It was commented that, you know, this is just a hillside issue, and I think you've heard from testimony that it's certainly not. That people in Fairbanks are concerned about it. People in the Mat-Su are concerned about it. And I guess good government, local control is also a statewide concern. And local control seems to vary with the definition in the testimony we've heard here. Local control, from one point of view, is power to the assembly, and another point, and I know assembly people are bright and judicious, power to the mayor, let's vote. In another view, it would be, what do you have to fear from a vote of the local people? There was a comment about how these three similar road service areas ought to be combined, and people wouldn't notice any difference, and they would be happy. That being the case, I'm sure they would vote for it and achieve whatever administrative savings there are. It didn't come up, but one of the arguments that sometimes comes up is, well, you're not paying your fair share, particularly in my limited road service area on the hillside. Well, you know, you're driving on city roads. Well, that's not actually the case. All the collectors in my district are state-maintained roads. And all the main roads in downtown Anchorage are state-maintained roads. And I'm willing to make a perfect trade. I will keep my neighborhood road plowed so that someone from Government Hill wants to drive on my neighborhood road, and they keep theirs plowed, so if I want to drive on theirs, and that seems a quid pro quo that's fair enough. It isn't as if we're not we're taking a service and not paying for it. And I would just leave the committee with the notion that we ought not fear our constituents and our voters, that government's job is not efficiency. Government's job is allowing the people the greatest input in the process.
Thank you, Representative Bundy. Representative Murkowski, did you have some comments?
Not necessarily. Along that line, I was just going to mention that if, in fact, it's easier for Pam to just be here on Tuesday, that way we wouldn't need an opinion. I mean, if she's already got written, that's great. That's one thing, but she wants to be here to answer questions.
She's ready.
Okay.
It might be good to have her here, though, in case there's some follow-up questions to the memo itself, and then hopefully we can move this on to the funding, which I think that's your wish.
Yeah.
Yes.
Just in terms of the opinion, I imagine you've asked her about the special and general legislation and maybe about the taxation issue, but I was also very interested in Mr. Gaddy's comment on the executive versus the legislative functions of municipalities. So if you could be sure to ask her to be ready to comment on that. That's a tricky area, I think, and it would be helpful. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I think this is obviously this is a very fine line, and there's those that can argue for local control. You know, in my district, I have a tremendous amount of people that are on septic and well, and the city has, due to expansion in the area, the city has put a nice big water line right down one of our main streets. Well, currently, if my neighbors, my constituents want to hook up, they have to vote. A majority of them has to vote to hook up to water, hook up to sewer. And I certainly, this is a particular sensitive area because I certainly don't want to see the day where the city just has the right to come in and impose that my constituents hook up to city sewer or city water if they're perfectly happy with their septic and well, and have to be responsible for paying that assessment. I mean, I certainly just don't want to head down that road. And interestingly enough, when I left and went upstairs, I went to the city's homepage, and I pulled their citizens' budget book, and it clearly says right here in the preface, it says the municipality of Anchorage operates under a service area concept, whereby taxpayers in different areas or taxing districts of the municipality pay property taxes only for those services which are either required by law or which they vote to receive. So the municipality accepts the fact that we do operate under a service area concept, and I think we're just trying to protect that, and not just in Anchorage, but in Fairbanks and in Mat-Su. The Supreme Court has already ruled with regards to the police protection issue that it was for the greater good of the community that police protection be imposed on the hillside. That's fine. I can understand that with police and fire. But I don't think just because of the fact that myself and my neighbors want to have R&M contracting plow my street every winter and maybe get more effective and responsive service than have the city do it, I don't think that poses a threat to the people across town, and I don't think that impacts them. And, Mr. Green's testimony about how it limits the local assembly's ability to raise taxes, or it could, I just don't agree with that. I mean, I'm looking at the mill rates right now. The people in these road service areas pay a commensurate amount for school districts, area-wide mill rate, and police. I mean, they are certainly paying their fair share, and I don't think that we should begrudge them if they are allowed, if historically they've had these limited road service areas, if they want to continue on with this concept and have the right to self-determination. I mean, I think that is ultimate local control. And, I certainly understand, and we had several issues over the last 2 years in this committee where local governments felt, hey, you're infringing on our rights, and I'm very sensitive to that, but I think this is really the ultimate argument for local control, and the local control is locals. And, the fact that we are taking the ability of the local government, the assembly, to dictate what can or cannot happen in these limited road service areas, I mean, it's the same argument about the state coming in. I mean, these people in this affected area, a majority of the vote can affect the services or abolish or merge. I mean, they have the right to control. And it certainly doesn't affect me in my district what the people on the hillside do with their limited road service areas. And I wouldn't begrudge them anything. So I think, along with the lines with limited control, we need to accept the fact that there is a safety net in place. The Supreme Court has ruled, and if the point in time ever comes where they feel that, street maintenance is a critical life, health, safety issue to the rest of the community, they might just well say yes, the city can go in and start plowing or grading or fixing the roads. But all in all, I mean, I think we'll all agree that regardless of what community you live in, there is certainly differences in taxation. I pay the same property tax for roads in my district than somebody downtown does, but yet I live on a gravel road, and a good portion of the roads the streets in my district that are owned by the municipality are gravel. But in other districts, they're paved. So, I mean, you can make an argument for different taxation levels being unfair across the board. But I think that what we're doing is we're protecting the status quo, and I certainly think that this is something that is important. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Representative Helcrow. I confided with my co-chairman here, Representative Morgan. What we'd like to do is go ahead and close the public testimony on this particular bill today, and then continue the discussion deliberations with legal counsel, and we'll take this up first thing next Tuesday. And if there's some objections from the committee, that's the plan. So at this, unless there's any other comments or questions, we'll stand adjourned until next Tuesday.